This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're welcome to be a part of the show as well. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. If you would like to be a contestant right now on the Harris Challenge and have not played in the last 30 days, then this is your chance to call. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands you'll see in this town or any other. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge. And they're also in Belleville on Thursday night. There's a Silver Creek Saloon where there's no cover charge and there is amazing food. So the Well Hungarians have an app. WellHungarians.net is their website. You can check them out and see where they're playing all around the bi-state area. Before we play the challenge, I have to just mention this one stat that I saw today on USA Today. It is one of those survey says kind of things that makes you just go, that can't possibly be true. The question that was asked in this survey was a good credit score important when choosing your spouse? More than half of the people said yes. Now, I've been married a long time, and maybe this was something that's a new trend. But Ian, you've only been married a few years. Did you ask Angela about her credit score before you got married?
No, we did not cover that.
No, neither did I. No one's doing that.
No.
Here's why it's a BS stat. The source of this statistic is Experian.
Oh.
Which is one of the credit reporting services. Wants to make you think that your credit score is that important. Yeah, get a full report on your on everyone you date, in fact. I wouldn't even wait until they pop the question. In fact, I think The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, the TV shows on ABC, they should start incorporating credit scores. Here's Krista. She's got a credit score of 622, but she does have some bad credit out there with an unpaid college loan. Put all that information out there before you start dating and certainly before you get, it's just the, one of those BS stats. All right, let's meet the first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me, did you ask your spouse about their credit score before you got married?
No.
No.
We got married in 78.
Oh, so you're
that
like...
That wasn't even thought of.
You're like me. That was before there were even credit scores.
Right. That is. That is.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, but because by virtue of becoming a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get to say hello to the family, plug your business, shout out to the boss.
Carrie is Carrie and the Catapults, and they're going to be playing at the Russell Hill Winery in Macanda, Illinois, tomorrow night from 6 to 9.
Carrie and the Catapults.
Yes, Carrie and the Catapults. They play at Beale on Broadway and Broadway Oyster Bar and BB Blues.
Okay. Very nice plug there, Debbie.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And then you'll get to choose which of these categories you would like your questions to come from. First category is always the topical one, have you been paying attention? Category two is Business Week. And category three is most valuable sports franchises.
I'll do the first one.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how we play the Harris Challenge. I'm going to ask you five questions. Each one has a point value from one to five, moving up from the simplest one to the more difficult one as we move along. And if you get half the points, well, then you're a winner. Mm-hmm. Eight or more makes you a winner. And for winning, you get a valuable prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Oh, we have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have some Werenberg movie passes. And we'll let you know what movies those are if you win. Plus, we have free bowling, a free bowling party at Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes, and it includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane, one large, one-topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company.
And by the way, when we say shoes for six people. We mean 12 shoes. We don't mean it's a pair of shoes and they have to alternate using them like some really bad bowling places.
No.
So those are the prizes you get to choose from. Of course, if you get all the points, 15 points in total, we call it a clean sweep and you get all of those prizes. But, Debbie, as you may know if you're a regular listener, if you don't get to eight, if you get seven or less, I will have to punish you.
Oh, I know.
All right. The category is, have you been paying attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a new FAA rule, which country are airlines barred from flying over after an incident this week?
Malaysia?
Ukraine. Which of these is a new reality show on VH1 that debuted this week? Is it Naked Handyman, Dating Naked, or Naked X Games?
Dating Naked.
Correct. Which former American POW was returned to active duty status in the Army this week?
Pass.
According to a new UN report, which country is home to the most poor people on Earth? India, Afghanistan, or China?
Afghanistan.
India. Oh. What have Springfield, Illinois police issued over 300 citations for since a new law went into effect on January 1st?
Talking on cell phones.
Correct. Back to the American POW returned to active duty status this week. What's his name?
Oh, no.
His name is Bo Bergdahl.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's see how you did here. Debbie, you got 2 for dating naked and 5 for talking on the cell phone while driving, which combined, by the way, would be a heck of a Facebook post. But unfortunately, that means you only got 7 points. And so, we have to start the challenge off today by punishing you. And to punish you, we're going to flash back to what year did you say you got married?
78.
Oh, well, that's perfect. Because in 1978, Donnie and Marie Osmond had a variety show on ABC.
Oh, yes.
And here's how they opened it one week doing, I'm not going to tell you what it is. You just have to figure it out.
Everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you hold on to something that you think is going to last.
Marie!
You wouldn't know. Diamond, if you held it in your hand, the things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Wait for the fake applause here. Watch this.
Yeah! Oh my goodness. Oh, they had the applause signs on.
Oh, they had the applause machine on.
Have you had enough fun?
Now, I'm gonna let this play so you hear the best part of this. They pause the song for a second to introduce the week's guests. This is so prototypically 70s, it'll flash you back right now. Here we go.
Good evening. Welcome to our show. Tonight, our guests are Ruth Buzzy.
Ruth Buzzy?
Buddy Hackett.
Suzanne Summers. And the Lone Ice Angel.
Just pause it right there. Just in case we need to come back to it. Hold on to it right there. The Ice Angels were this kind of Rockettes on Ice kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
And in the middle, they do their routine. And while they're doing it, Donnie and Marie go back and lace up the skates and come back. And they skate out at the end of the
I remember that.
It's horrible.
Unfortunately, I remember that.
Oh, so. Too. I remember that I'm a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah, apparently not enough rock and roll, because that's the worst version of Reelin' in the Years ever recorded. Debbie, I'm sorry you had to hear it, but you brought it on yourself. I hope you have a great weekend.
I'm sorry.
And good luck to your daughter's band.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our second contestant. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I have no real cheap plug, just enjoying your show and the resort weather.
Thank you very much. Category choices are Business Week, Most Valuable Sports Franchises, or the new third category, The Moon Plus 45, because this weekend is the 45th anniversary of men first setting foot on the moon.
Sports.
Most Valuable Sports Franchises, okay. Alan, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which team owned by Jerry Jones is the most valuable in the NFL?
Dallas Cowboys.
Correct. Despite controversy over its name, which NFL team is ninth on Forbes' new list with a value of $1.7 billion?
Washington Redskins.
Correct. The Clippers may end up being sold for $2 billion, but what other L.A. team is already valued at that price?
For what price?
$2 billion.
Billion. Pass.
Two teams from the same city, one baseball and one football, are on the list. What are they?
The Yankees and Giants.
Correct. Two Spanish soccer teams are at the top of the list. What Spanish cities do they represent?
Madrid. Barcelona.
You got it. Just before the buzzer, Madrid is the most valuable sports franchise in the world at $3.44 billion. Barcelona, $3.2. The Yankees, who you got right, are $2.5 billion, and the New York Giants, $1.5 billion. The Dallas Cowboys, $2.3. The Washington Redskins, $1.7. And the L.A. team you couldn't think of that's worth $2 billion, it's not the Lakers, it's the Dodgers that are worth $2 billion. Let's see how you did here, Alan. You got all but the Dodgers for a total of 12 points. Congratulations.
Woohoo. I don't have to listen to that one again. I didn't even recognize it. It was so bad.
Well, stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in contestant number three. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, just like the other guy, I don't really have a whole lot other than my daughter graduating with your daughter from high school. So how's she doing?
She's doing fine, thanks. How's yours?
She's doing great. She's out at Lindenwood, and she's having a great time.
Good. Glad to hear it. Which category would you like? Business Week, The Moon plus 45, or our new third category, No, Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
No, Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, Scott, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. University City reversed its decision this week and announced it will take students transferring from what school districts?
Normandy.
Correct. Which famous golfer stopped in the middle of a shot at the British Open yesterday to complain about people taking pictures with their cell phones?
Ooh, I'll just have to say Tiger Woods.
Correct. In what state did a federal judge rule this week that the death penalty is unconstitutional? You can pass.
Pass.
What long-running comic book character died in the latest issue taking a bullet for a gay friend?
Archie.
Correct. What was a California man charged with stealing 200 pounds of, which he then sold to support his drug habit? Marijuana, romaine lettuce, or beeswax?
I'm going to guess beeswax.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. In what state did a federal judge rule that the death penalty is unconstitutional?
Let's say Mississippi.
It is California again. Yeah, 200 pounds of beeswax, by the way, only worth about $1,200, if you were wondering. 12 points for you, Scott. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
You're very welcome. Stand by while we bring in contestant number four. Here's Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll just give a shout-out to my family who is listening upstairs.
Go ahead.
Hey, family. And my son is listening in the car, probably. So
excellent.
There.
Well, say your son's name, for goodness sake.
Oh, my son's Andrew.
Okay, which category would you like of the two that are left, Business Week or The Moon plus 45?
I think I better go Business Week.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which company announced a $9.99 a month Netflix-style subscription service for books this week?
Amazon?
Correct. Which trendy new business got a lot of press this week? Wedding videos shot from drones, butt staples for better bikini lines, or a solar-powered beer cooler?
Pass.
Which company announced this week that it will debut a new third-generation electric vehicle in 2017 and sell it for $35,000?
GM.
Tesla. Which major tech company announced this week that it is laying off 18,000 employees?
Microsoft.
Yes. Which corporation did Rupert Murdoch announce this week that he would like to purchase?
Google.
Time Warner. Back to the two-pointer. Which trendy new business got a lot of press this week? Wedding videos shot from drones, butt staples for better bikini lines, or a solar-powered beer cooler?
I'll say the wedding picture.
The wedding videos shot from drones is correct. Nicely done. Unfortunately, Dan, you only got the one, the two, and the four, and that's 7 points.
Oh.
So we have to reel in Donnie and Marie yet again.
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17.
In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean.
The days we spent at college didn't turn out like
Except the Osmonds.
Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears?
Okay. All right.
Good grief.
Do you know that their act at the Flamingo in Las Vegas is the most popular show in Las Vegas?
I know.
Not involving Cirque du Soleil?
I know.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Still after all these years? All right, Dan, I hope you and the family have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
We will. Thanks.
Thank you. Scott, you're our final contestant today. This is a different Scott than earlier, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm not really going to plug anything, except I really wish my wife were with me like the other two times I'd won. But I don't have my wife to fall back on, and if you knew my wife, you'd like to fall back on her, too.
Hey, it's a family show here, goodness. Scott, for goodness sake. Has it been 30 days since the last time you and your wife played?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's see how you could do solo here on the category The Moon plus 45. Sunday is the anniversary of the first men on the moon. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many men have been on the moon? 12, 18, or 24?
12.
Correct. Who was the second man to put footprints on the moon after Neil Armstrong?
Ooh. I'll say, let's go with Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay, good. Buzz Aldrin. What was the area of the moon where they landed called? Touchdown Point, the Framora Highlands, or Tranquility Base?
Tranquility Base.
Correct. What was the name of the lunar landing module? Was it Enterprise, Eagle, or Freedom?
Eagle.
Correct. Who was the astronaut who orbited the moon in the command module while his colleagues were on the lunar surface?
Ooh. Was it Aldrin?
No, it was Buzz Aldrin who was the second one on there down on the lunar surface with Neil Armstrong.
Was it Lovell?
No. Jim Lovell was the commander of Apollo 13, played by Tom
Hanks. Was it Weird Al Yankovic?
It was. Surprisingly, that's where he got his career started. At the time, he was using a different name, Astronaut Michael Collins.
Oh.
There we go.
Scott, you got the one, you got the three, you got the four. Believe it or not, even solo, you're a winner on the Harris Challenge.
Oh, my.
I know. It's amazing.
Congratulations. And Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and that is the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right about a quarter after five, and you can play every week with or without your spouse as long as you get in here on the Big 550 KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Charity Golf Classic in Lebanon, Missouri. And tomorrow, they'll be at the Illinois State Hog Rally in Quincy, Illinois. Download their app to find out about all their dates or go to the website wellhungarians.net.